So if you hadn't already guessed, the theme for tonight is faithfulness. We all experience, I'm sure if we were honest, we all experience things that test our faith. Whether it be something to do with our health, whether it be our jobs, whether it be a family issue, whether it be a relationship breakdown. But from time to time in our lives, we experience these things that might be feeling like going through a storm. That's how I best describe it, as, you know, speaking from personal experience. When I went through a relationship breakdown, it felt like I was going through a storm. I didn't know it came from nowhere, like a storm comes from nowhere. And it felt like I was being battered. The storm was raging all around me. But I had one of two things to do. I could run away from it, and we'll refer to that again a bit later, or I could lean into God. And I chose to lean into God. So whilst this storm, this relationship breakdown was going on about me, whilst I was in the middle, I was leaning into God. He was dependable and he saw me through the storm. It still raged around me, but I felt at peace in the centre of the storm because I leaned into him. And there was a painting that I found or saw at the time by an artist called Jack Dawson. And maybe something you're familiar with, or maybe not, but I'll give you an image of the picture. So there's a storm raging and it's crashing against the rocks. So you've got the waves crashing, you've got the wind blowing against these rocks. But on the cliff, on the face of the cliff, there is a mother bird sitting on its nest, tending to its babies. It's sitting on the nest. It's protecting the little ones that are beneath her whilst the storm rages around her. And that's that picture of where we go through those life experiences where we feel like we're going through a storm, but yet if we lean into God, we're like that mother bird, that we're at peace, you know. She was in the centre of that storm in that picture, but yet high on the cliff, she was safe and her babies were safe beneath us. And that's how God is with us. He is dependable. We might experience those storms in life, but he is there to help us through. If we lean into him, if we trust, you know, if we see the example in those people in our lives that have been dependable to us and faithful to us, they've reflected who God truly is. If we can lean into some of those things, that those characteristics that those people have, and exemplify those in our lives, then whilst that storm might be a testing, trying time, God will help us through it. So just thinking about the passage that we looked at, I'll refer back to the fact that, you know, there's one of two things you can do in a given situation: either run from it or dig in. In Jonah's experience, in the passage, his prayer followed him running away from what God asked him to do. God asked him to go and preach to a given people. He ran in the opposite direction. And the storm was caused by God in order to turn Jonah around. If you recall in the story, he was on the seas with some other sailors. This storm arose up, and they were all praying to their gods, but he wasn't. He wasn't praying to his god. He was hiding away. So all the sailors are praying to their god. Nothing happened. The sea, the winds raged. Nothing changed. So they found Jonah, and they asked him why he wasn't praying. And they then cast lots. As you remember, the city had been chosen forward. He drew the short straw, and they threw him overboard. They were then amazed by the fact that as soon as they had done, the storm ceased. So whilst Jonah was running away from something, he was running away from what God had asked him to do. The sailors didn't recognise God, as in their true God. They worshipped other gods. But as a result of God stilling the storm, they realized that Jonah's God was the one true God. Whilst I was in that latitude last weekend, we had a prayer tent, we had a cafe where people could come and go. There was two musicians that were playing, and there was an artist that was painting. And she painted this picture. If you haven't seen it, or you can't see it from where you are, come and have a look at it afterwards. The picture is a picture of somebody being held, and it's called Being Held by God. And it's that picture of, whilst this storm is raging around us, that God is holding us and will hold us through it. That despite all those things that are being thrown at us in our lives, whether it's the loss of a job, whether it's a loss of a loved one, or somebody dealing with a situation where, you know, it's a life-threatening illness, whatever it is, there's a sense that despite everything that's going on, God can hold us in that. That we can be held through that, and that with God on our side, He will help us through that. The Bible talks about many trials in the books of the Bible, but one in particular I just want to refer to is in the book of James. And we may or may not agree to this, but in the book of James, chapter 1, it says, "Consider it a sheer gift, friends, when tests and challenges come to you from all sides. You know that under pressure your faith life is forced into the open and it shows its true colours. So don't try and get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well developed, not deficient in any way. If you don't know what you are doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get His help, and He won't be condescending towards you if you ask when you do. Ask boldly, believing, without a second thought. People who worry their prayers are like wind which waves. Don't think that you're going to get anything from the Master that way, adrift at sea, keeping all your options open. When down and outers get a break, cheer. When the arrogant rich are brought down to size, cheer. Prosperity is as short-lived as wildflowers, so don't ever count on it. You know that as soon as the sun rises, pouring down its scorching heat, the flower withers. Its petals wilt, and before you know it, the beautiful face is a barren stem. Well, that's the picture of the prosperous life. At the very moment everyone is looking on in admiration, it fades away to nothing. Anyone who meets a testing challenge head-on and manages to stick out, it is a mighty fortunate. Such persons loyally love it with God. The reward is life and more life." C.H. Spurgeon said this of trials. He said, "Trials teach us what we are. They dig up the soil and they let us see what we are made for or made of." So again, trials teach us what we are. They dig up the soil and let us see what we are made of. If we think about the Old Testament and some of the examples in the Old Testament, there are various examples where God used situations in order to change a person's experience. So just reading, this is called The Prodigal Prophet. It's about Jonah's life, but it refers to other Old Testament people. "And God wanted to make Abraham into a man of faith, who could be the father of all the faithful on the earth. He put him through years of wandering with apparently unfulfilled promises. When God wanted to turn Joseph from an arrogant, deeply spoiled teenager into a man of character, He put him through years of rough handling. He had to experience slavery and imprisonment before he could save his people. Moses had to become a fugitive and spend 40 years in the lonely wilderness before he could lead. The Bible does not say that every difficulty is a result of sin. For For Christians, every difficulty can help reduce the power of sin over our hearts. Storms can wake us up to the truths we would otherwise never see. Storms can develop faith, hope, love, patience, humility and self-control in us that nothing else can. An innumerable number of people have testified that they have found faith in Christ and eternal life only because some great storm drove them toward God. Bible encourages us that, you know, if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. You know, I don't know all of you as well as some, but whatever is going on in your life at this moment in time, God is dependable. If you bring your situation into His presence, He will help you through it. He is that faithful Father. He is a faithful friend. He cares for us, He cares for you, He cares for me. As we've sung tonight, He is our shelter and refuge. He's ever present, that we can depend on Him. He is Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. Despite everything that may be going on about us, in that place, we can still worship Him, we can still depend on Him. It might be hard, but trials and tests of our faith make us better Christians, make us better people. We learn through our life experiences. If I hadn't gone through divorce, I wouldn't have had the understanding in order to help somebody in my shelter who was going through the same thing. We each have things that have happened in our life that may be a key to somebody's life. Somebody might be struggling with a particular thing, and you never know when something that's happened in your life might be the key that opens the door to someone to see God and who He truly is. So, in my life, I thank God for the storm I had to endure. I don't know whether you feel the same. If you've experienced storms in your life, you might not have seen the outcome of that storm. Sometimes we don't see the outcome of why we went through a particular thing until years later, and then when we look back, we see, oh, that's why it happened, or, you know, God's worked this situation out. I would encourage you, if you don't already journal, to journal, because memory is a thing that you forget with. And the older you get in life, if there's anything like me, I'm not all that old, but unless I write something down, I forget. So if you don't already journal, journal some of those things as you're praying down. I'd encourage you to journal, because when you look back on these things and you see how God's worked through various situations, you can reflect back and you can give Him the praise. You might do it already, but in times where you're going through difficulty, you can reflect back on those times where He's helped you through a situation. So I'd encourage you to do that.